Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I guess it would help if my video was added to this show. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is July 6, 2022. This is not Listing Your Boy. This is the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast. After this, over on FightfulSelect.com, we will have a post show. But quite honestly, this is dictated by you guys. I don't have a co-host. If any of my esteemed colleagues would like to join, they are more than welcome to, but this is ultimately up to you guys. This is based on super chats and humper chats. The show might be 10 minutes. It might be an hour. Who the heck knows? But next week, I will be in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, live at the Fightful headquarters. And I'll be live in studio with Jimmy if all goes according to plan. But get in a super chat. Get in a humper chat. That's what our topics are dictated by. There are things maybe that I want to talk about, but you know what? We strive to be the most interactive show possible. So we're just going to listen to what you guys want to talk about. Connor says, what would it have to take on WWE's side to make an AEW x WWE show happen? Just to do it. Just to be willing to do it, I think. If they were open to the idea of it and realistic, like they're not going to go 8-for-8 in wins there. But if WWE was open and willing to doing this, one, it'd be one of the biggest things in wrestling history. It'd be one of the most monumental things. And this is in a period where wrestling isn't the hottest that it's ever been. It's not even close to the hottest it's ever been. It's driving the most money that it's ever driven in, but it's not necessarily the hottest it's ever been. So I think that if WWE was realistic and they wanted to do it, I think that AEW would be on board. But, and I think if they even went like 5-3 or something like that, it would be fairly possible for that thing to happen. Like that way it wouldn't have to be as even, so to speak. But if WWE were smart, they would do it. I think it would help their business as well. I think it would help everybody's business. It would make the wrestling business healthier. But right now, despite WWE, you know, not having anywhere near the best creative they've ever had, you could argue just not good creative most of the time, they are making more money than they've ever made before. It's just the thing is, if they did have good creative, they'd be making even more money. Mr. CJ Lilly says, if you finished the Alexa interview, thoughts? I think she came across really personable and honest. I loved, again, that she mentioned that it wasn't just a cut, copy, paste of the Bray Wyatt storyline that led her to that, as well as the Lilly thing. She really put over Bray Wyatt, and that's not something that, you know, a lot of higher-ups in WWE are willing to do, which is unfortunate because he made them money hand over fist. But I think that it's good, and it's also smart that she speaks fondly on her time with Bray Wyatt, because a lot of, they were put in very similar creative positions, and I think that she got a lot of unnecessary flack for the fact that she kept that gimmick going after he was gone. But I mean, it wasn't just exactly, it was definitely inspired by Bray Wyatt and The Fiend, but it wasn't exactly that. She added her own personal experiences into it. Any guesses on SummerSlam card? I'd say Liv, Ronda, Bianca, Rhea, if she's cleared. Becky should be putting something high profile. I would love to see Charlotte. I think we're going to get Logan Paul and AJ Styles against Miz and Ciampa. Judgment Day against Edge and Rey would be very good. Brock and Roman. That's what I think. It's just uneducated guess there. Any news on venue for All Out in Chicago? As of a few months ago, talent was told the Now Arena, but I would imagine maybe they're going to change that because they think they can sell some more tickets. Since then, we've got no update on ticket sale date or anything of that nature. But yeah, we've just kind of learned a little bit here and there. We had a super chat earlier from Far saying, what do we know about the Austin Theory allegations from 2 years ago? Okay, so I have to be careful in how I address these from a legal perspective. There were never any charges brought about. There were never any, I don't think there was anything criminal ever accused. Regarding the confusion about her age, from what I understand, that girl, because somebody said, oh, well, she went to nursing school. How could she be a teenager? I believe she was at... she was working towards getting a CNA license or certificate or whatever that may be. And that's not like being in college or anything like that. We know very little. We know that he was alleged to have been speaking with someone underage, and the context of that conversation was never revealed to my knowledge. Maybe I missed out on something there, but that's about the limit to what I know about that situation. Anyone asking for a release after Vince news broke? No, but there have been people that have reiterated they still want their release. Matt says, hey, Sean, I know you said they'll most likely run Ronda and Liv back. Do you think that we might get Bayley versus Liv, which can be definitely more exciting? So, speaking of SummerSlam, Bayley, Bianca, or Bayley, Liv would make a lot of sense as well, because Bayley left with a title shot in tow. Now, granted, she had lost several title matches along the way, but she had gotten a couple title matches as well. We got Rob Wilkins joining us. He's popping for a little while. Rob, here's one. Aaron World Order says, do you think Liv's reign will be short like Nikki's was last year? Unfortunately, Rob, I do think so. I think that Ronda Rousey might win it, and this might catapult her into a heel run, I think, because a lot of people will look at that and be like, she took this from us. She took this from Liv.
That's a good point. But I really would prefer her to hold on to it until SummerSlam.
Me too. And, I think that's when she'll lose it at SummerSlam. Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's either going to face Ronda Rousey or I would put Bayley in there if she's back by then. That's who I'd want, but I think everybody wants Bayley.
Well, we've got Queen Monet saying, any news when Rhea's new theme will be released? I would say sometime around the time when she's back. Joel says, any news on Sasha and Naomi? Any change in what you think happens with them? I think Sasha would be back eventually. Those that I spoke to seem to indicate that Naomi had been open to re-signing before the walkout. I've not heard of any updates since then. Around the time that the John Laurinaitis, Vince McMahon stuff happened, I was working on a story about how this would impact Jimmy Uso and John Laurinaitis. Obviously that was put on the back burner, but as far as Sasha, I've not heard anything. She was kind of living her best life there for a little bit, and we saw her out publicly in Minnesota doing a bunch of things, and I would imagine she's going to continue to get interest from major digital platforms, but I have not heard any update within the company. Nobody that I've spoken to has been told to pull her from like the roster or anything like that.
Do you think Sasha got lost in the Skyway, Minneapolis?
If assuming it worked, Rob, yeah. Assuming it worked. Joey Bag of Donuts says, is it me or do both companies do a lousy job booking babyface champs? It's like there's so much excitement when a face wins a belt, then they don't know what to do with them after they win it. Well, Joey, that's been a long time thing for a lot of wrestling companies. It's the, well, now what? Because, and I think psychologically, a lot of fans expect this babyface to have a long reign. So the first challenger that comes up isn't necessarily going to be a threat. However, WWE for a long time, like Daniel Bryan with Kane, Chris Benoit with Kane, Steve Austin with Dude Love. Listen, I thought that Steve Austin with Dude Love was good, but nobody thought Dude Love was going to win that title. Nobody thought that that was going to happen. But still, it was creatively satisfying. I found AEW is very creatively satisfying. They went directly from Hangman to Bryan Danielson, who could have very easily won that title, to a banger of a match with Lance Archer, to a couple matches with Adam Cole, who could have very easily won that match. I think there was a lot to be desired with the Dark Order type of integration into that, but based on their acquisitions and lack thereof, they don't seem to be that interested in the Dark Order, at least. Van Twinblade says, I went to GCW Gateway of Death Friday. One of the matches was Nick Wayne, Tony Deppen. I shouted out before the match, be nice to Tony, he's just a boy. And Tony replied, I'm going to kick his ass, and then I'm going to fuck his mom. And the crowd chanted back to Nick. You know what? I respect it, to be honest with you. Ryan says, what does Impact have to do to get people to watch? Rob, I think they got to get on a different channel and a different network. Because yes. That's, I mean, you can watch it on YouTube for a dollar. That's very easy to do. But people want to be able to tune in, I would think.
Yes, like pretty much... As long as it's not Destination America, I mean, there's a lot of channels that it should be on. Even if they do like a syndication like kind of thing with maybe Bally Sports or something better than what they're doing now. I think the syndication idea would be brutal, but I think it would actually be more beneficial than what they're doing now.
Powerbomb Me Wardlow says, are you ready for the Papa Buck cover of Friends Forever from Saved by the Bell? Regarding the Buck's latest Twitter bio, I bet it'd be good. He's a very talented musician. We also have Ryan Sullivan saying, Sean, how can you sit here acting like you have morals when you employ Joel Pearl? He has been known to partake in dark sacrifices. How else do you explain how he makes predictions come true? Also, is there any plan with Moss? Well, let me tell you about Joel Pearl. He's running around with my Fightful Championship. He's trying to squeeze his way onto the show.
So I'm hanging out at home, and suddenly someone sends me a press release from Sean Ross Sapp, and it says, coming to Toronto. This giant dork wants a shot at my Fightful Championship. Buddy, they call me the Forever Champ for a reason. And by the way, I ain't the only one who thinks that you're just a huge, giant dork. Take a look.
Sean Ross Sapp is a huge dork.
Sean Ross Sapp is a dork.
Sean Ross Sapp is a huge dork. If I could tarp off anyone in the world, it'd be Sean Ross Sapp.
Working with Sean Ross Sapp over the past couple of years, I've learned that he's a gigantic dork, a nerd, a pencil pusher, and Joel Pearl's gonna kick the shit out of him.
I mean, yeah, Sean's a huge dork. He's as big of a dork as he is tall. Like, as big of a dork as he is hardworking. He's a huge dork.
I'm sitting here at the crib. I got a big stack of comic books over there. I got WrestleMania chair over there. There's a like a Sasha Banks stand up somewhere in the room. That's some pretty dorky shit. But I will never in my entire life be as big of a fucking dork as you, Sean Ross Sapp, you fucking dork.
So you see, Sean, there were others. Hundreds of submissions. Calling you a huge, giant dork. But we couldn't fit them all in. You big, giant dork.
That was an abysmal promo. Wow. That was miserable. That was horrible. That was so for those of you who don't know, Jimmy had an actual Fightful Championship made years ago. He gave it to Melissa. I guess she won it. I guess she technically beat me up. Melissa used to produce our show, doesn't show up to work anymore, doesn't work in the offices. Eventually, and Jimmy swore I would never win this championship, ever, ever. And the rules are, it can be defended at any time. There's just got to be a camera and somebody to count the pin. At some point, when Melissa like kicks stall doors into my head and just gives me concussions, Joel just calls her up on the phone and she wakes up and she's like, yeah, sure, you can have it. And he's never defended it once. I got a guy calling me a dork, by the way, in a miserable promo that wasn't even entertaining. I got a guy in a pineapple Hawaiian shirt, Rob. Yeah. He's in Canada. Yeah. I've got to book long pants for my trip next week.
Yeah. I.
Hold on. I'm not done. Hannah's wearing a Peppa Pig shirt. Peppa Pig? Kate doesn't even have a Twitter. She doesn't exist in this world. Stephen Jensen, ponytails were out 2 years ago. I cut mine. They've been long gone for 2.5 years. Jeremy's team just traded for Baker Mayfield. I don't think I need to say a whole hell of a lot there. They basically traded him for Buff Bagwell's Twitter account. Then I got Seahawk, who has never got any bitches in his life. Not a single one. Never touched a cheek, ever. Never left a handprint. Not a once in his life. And then I got Joel Pearl out here just cutting a WWE-style promo.
Because I'm Joel Pearl and Sean Ross Sapp is a big dork.
Come on. I ain't getting buried by Peppa Pig.
That's
pissing me the hell off.
I don't know who he's cosplaying as. Joe Gacy or... Bray Wyatt or a combo.
I wish he'd cosplay as somebody who could cut a goddamn promo, Rob. That would be nice. Then maybe I could build some interest in my crowning moment, my big moment, but whatever.
You went to Ronda Rousey's promo school, huh?
Yeah. Kaioken says, by the way, leave a thumbs up on this video, guys. Kaioken 91 says, SRS, what are the odds that AEW Fight Forever gets an official trailer reveal during THQ Nordic Showcase on 8/13? Have you heard anything on formal updates or announcements? So Kenny Omega told me that they were hoping to have it out this year. The original release date that I had heard was like, I think late September, early October, but he's saying later this year. So, I mean, that's obviously been adjusted. He said that they've been working around the clock. Mike Straw, who has a lot of great reporting, says that he thinks that he's heard that the game has improved significantly of late. I did report a couple months ago that THQ Nordic was the publisher. I do think that there's a possibility we might see that the showcase. Ryan Sullivan mentions any plans with Moss creatively as of right now. No, they do have high hopes for him though. And that's long been the case. Like even throughout all the regimes, it's been pretty common that they at least see some possibility and potential in Riddick Moss, which is good, but I've heard of no creative plans like right out of the gate.
Yeah. Yeah, he.
Matt, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, Moss, for him to win that match SmackDown a couple weeks ago, that show against Corbin, I was at, and then basically Corbin gets pushed into a match with Pat McAfee. I just thought that was just kind of crazy, but we'll have to see what he does. I think there's a lot of potential in him, and he's great on the mic, but we'll have to see.
What else we got? Matt James says, missed if you mentioned yesterday, do you think Lashley referencing any brand is trying to hold the doors open for a potential Forbidden Door-esque show? If so, what company do you think it can be? No, I think that if they wanted to do a Forbidden Door-esque show, all they would have to do is say we want to do a Forbidden Door-esque show and it would happen. I think that was Lashley's way of getting a nice little pop, but I don't think that it was indicative of anything. I don't think that that was necessarily... like tipping your hand or anything like that. Nicholas Olson says, could you see a weekly ROH show on a network like True TV? Yeah, but I think that if it were going to happen, it probably would have happened by now. I'm sure that Warner Discovery now were probably the first people that Tony talked to in that regard. They do have the pay-per-view this month. If I were them, I would tape something as proof of concept, but that's just me speaking from an uneducated standpoint, knowing that they don't have any other dates necessarily blocked off. But I think that would be good. But I think that Warner Discovery is probably the first people they talk to. KE775 says, do you think WWE will get one of the titles off Roman by next WrestleMania? Goddamn, I hope so, Rob.
Yes.
Right now on Raw, they are without their top contender, which is Brock Lesnar. They're without their champion, Roman Reigns. Randy Orton ain't on the show. Cody Rhodes isn't on the show. Kevin Owens. There's a whole lot of people missing. Edge hasn't been on the show of late. They need to get a title on that show.
They have a main event caliber guy, and they haven't done crap with him. His name's AJ Styles.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling.
Anakin says, I think I cut better promos than Pearl, and I'm bad. Yeah. Yeah. How awesome has Grapsody been for Fightful? It's been incredible. I'd let those guys do whatever they wanted, and we might have something additional coming to you guys, but I'll leave that for them to announce. Tom Talks Rubbish saying, here saying what's up and sending positive vibes. We appreciate you. Brent says, while in Toronto, be sure to hit up Stormcrow Manor. It's Door Kevin. You'll love it. All right, I'm going to check it out. I will absolutely check it out. I'm very excited. I love Toronto. If it was more affordable to live in, I'd live there. Tom Brady says, do you think with the tease on WWE YouTube about Grimes after NXT was for him to join Judgment Day? Ooh. No, but I wish. I think that would be a lot of fun, honestly.
That was a good point. I like that idea.
Matthew, I think that would be, that's the one that I never really thought of, but I'm like, damn. That would be kind of fun.
Yeah, I'd be all over that.
I want to give this some more time because it was a nice little donation there. But, you know, we've seen the Edge stuff. I like that they're doing that. It's just what Edge was doing before he left ain't working. That wasn't good. Mm-hmm. That was bad. It was terrible. Matthew Hamm says, what matches have you heard or planned for SummerSlam? We covered this a little bit earlier. I haven't heard of any pitched. They had to change a lot. Randy Orton was originally scheduled to face Roman Reigns. That didn't end up happening. Rollins and Riddle was one that I heard was penciled in, but I don't know for sure. I haven't reported it, but it seems very obvious.
Do you think we'll see the Intercontinental title get defended finally?
I wish. It'd be nice. But you know what? No matter where you are, whatever continent you're on, NordVPN.com/Fightful has you covered. Change your virtual location with...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Just one click with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Get services much cheaper than they are here in the States or really anywhere. You can find it as cheap as possible with NordVPN.com/Fightful. They got a great deal, an additional month for free, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. But they also have 3 different tiers. You can start out with just a VPN. You can go up 1 tier and add a pass. You can go up 1 tier and add a locker on top of that. But it also works on all your devices, phone, laptop, desktop, PC, router, TV, all that good stuff to change your virtual location. What does changing your virtual location do? Protects you. It allows you to browse on unsecured Wi-Fi in a much more safe manner. Changes your IP if maybe whatever you're downloading doesn't seem to like the one that you have. Also, you can access that geo-restricted, geo-blocked content, and you've got online threat protection. Block annoying pop-up ads, block malware, and block online trackers. With NordVPN.com/Fightful, I use this every day, whether I'm at home, on the road. I'll be using it in Toronto, used it in Vegas, used it at the airport in Cincy as well. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Take that trip to Lithuania. Watch yourself some good wrestling. Pardon me, had to cough. Van Twinblade says, why do people keep on Reddit keep saying, but his ticket sales, when I tell them Hogan doesn't belong near the GOAT conversation? Buddy, I am not going to try to get inside Reddit's mind. Listen, there are a lot of wonderful people on Reddit. I'm not going to generalize based on that. I've met plenty of good people, but the comment section there rivals only Facebook for the most misinformation that I've seen, like based on assumptions and stories and, oh, this news came from here, this news came from here. And again, that isn't a generalization. That's just by sheer amount of people that purvey misinformation. And I want to say their mods are very good. Their mods are very helpful usually when that stuff happens. But I don't know. The best I can say is if you say, why do people on Reddit? Well, people on Facebook, people on Twitter, there'd be you'd find people no matter what the platform. So I'm not trying to pick on Reddit. Please stop posting my tweets on Reddit. What else we got? Joel Wood, I know the ship has probably sailed on most of these. Have you heard anything on Bray, Morrissey, Gargano, and Brandy as far as coming to WWE? Brandy has been training. She's trying to get the Culture City partnership in with WWE as well because she's on the board there. I haven't heard anything updated on her coming to WWE. Johnny is still open to it. I'm supposed to interview him soon. I was supposed to host his StarCast panel, but I've not been given any update on that. Bray, I was told the door wasn't completely closed on that. I'll have more on that. Don't aggregate that because I know somebody will take that shit out of context. And Morrissey, I haven't heard anything else either. Let me see. What do we got here? Will I be watching TJPW's Summer Sun Princess? I will not have time to watch that, but you know who will be? Scott Edwards. He's got a lot of great interviews leading into it for Fightful. So,
oh, cool.
Voodoo. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I just said, oh, that's cool. I didn't know you had interviews lined up. That's awesome.
And Jiro says, do you think the success of Forbidden Door might spur other Japanese promotions into doing this for their international fans? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. What are DARE drugs and why should I resist them? DARE is a program from when I was a little kid to keep you off drugs. And, perhaps also implemented a lot of misinformation about drugs as well. Wasn't a completely great program, but I like the shirt. I think it's likely Grimes feuding with Joe Gacy. Andrew the Giant says, yeah, I think so too. Throwback says, what's a good, guys? Thank you, Rob, for the other day. It was one of the best things of the week. If you had to compare the NXT Black and Gold versus 2.0 at this point, what was the best? Where do you see 2.0 in a year? I see 2.0 in a year exactly where it is, and by far I enjoyed Black and Gold more, Rob. But yeah. I think Tony Khan brought up a great point at one of the media scrums. He was like, guys, which did you prefer, Black and Gold or 2.0? And everybody said Black and Gold. And he said, yes, but. And he goes, me too, but based on how WWE likes to make stars, which do you think is more conducive to their product? And everybody said 2.0, and he said, exactly. That's why I don't think it was a bad idea for them. Did I enjoy the other show better? Yes, but will this create more stars that are in line with what the main roster wants or their idea? Yes, absolutely. How do you feel about that, Rob?
Exactly the same. I noticed how the crowd has reacted to Raquel Rodriguez already. I think what he said is spot on.
Yeah. Yeah, we got Brent Lockman saying Sneaky D's fantastic nachos. As much as I want Wardlow to win tonight, it feels like Scorpio hasn't had a real run, which seems like an issue. I think Wardlow should win. He has lost an awful lot of luster. MJF stole a lot of that attention from him after that Double or Nothing show, Rob.
Yes. Yeah. And he needs it. I mean, I've been begging them to get rid of the whole security guard angle. So yeah. I think this would be a good way to start.
They got to move on. They got to move on from that. It was a nice little thing. Sure. But yeah. So Van Twinble, actually, Joel Wood says, disinformation aside, what do you actually think is going to happen with Santana? If he leaves AEW, do you think WWE would have interest? I do think they might have interest because they had interest before they signed, Rob, but yep. I don't know how that might change. What's going to happen with Santana? Well, I think he's hurt right now, but I don't know how long. I haven't heard of any update on him. I haven't heard of anything like that. I think if he's injured, AEW will probably do the noble thing and pay him through his injury, which I think is good, even if his contract is up shortly. But I think that right now, I don't think you can put anything definitive on it. I think there's a big question mark on it, Joel.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. And you're right. They did have interest in them before they signed with AEW.
Want to expand on that? I'm popping off an email really quick.
Oh, me? Yeah.
Yes,
just,
you.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't. I thought you said you were going to expand. No, it's just that they did. I think they even said that WWE had interest in them, but that's the thing. The tag team in WWE, the tag team situation is kind of like scary if I were those guys, because who knows where they're going to go? Because right now you just have the Usos and made up teams. They have the Viking Raiders, and you have the New Day for the most part. But other than that, they haven't been doing anything with tag teams. So I've been begging for more tag team work in the WWE, and NXT has some, but like NXT UK for the most part, but I do like you got the Creed brothers, who I think Vince would absolutely love.
Yeah.
So
I think he would too. I think they're just a little too green. What do we got? Any idea why KO has been off TV recently? I was just told that he was sidelined, and that's it. What do you think the QR code teaser on NXT 2.0 was about last night? Teased 8, 10, 11. Well, let me see. You know what? I haven't really talked about this yet.
I got on Cage Match last night to look to see if there were any wrestling dates that might have consisted of that.
Can't see anything either.
I didn't see anything. And then I looked and I wanted to see what Braun's old teammate Nicholas was up to. I'm like, well, when does
the year he was born?
So I'm like, that's it. They're bringing him in. No,
that's the year he was born. I love it. I wish I had an answer for you. What do I think it is? Probably. I think it would be smart to do a new talent, but if you wanted to return a talent with that, that would be good too. But
yeah,
as far as the numbers themselves, hey, I ain't a code cracker here. I'm not exactly hip to that, but you know what? But maybe the letters, somebody says HJK, maybe. I don't know who that would be. Send your speculation in the chat and I'll try my best to add to that. Brian Great says, any rumors to the Cena match being pushed to Mania and not SummerSlam? What do you think the chances are we see Cena versus Theory? It's for the belt. Oh, I hope not. And if Cena shouldn't be losing to Austin Theory, listen, I'm sorry. As of right now, if Austin Theory can be compared to Cena, it's 2002, maybe very early 2003 Cena. Maybe. Thus far, I don't see that upside. Eventually? Maybe. I don't know. But right now, I don't see that. Yeah, I think it'll probably happen at Mania. I haven't heard anything additional about him working SummerSlam, which is unfortunate. Kurt Benoit says, Sean, the post Money in the Bank studio show looked amazing. Fightful's incredible. Can't think of many ways to improve it. Jimmy wants to break the bank and get you a regular studio. So my new house, I've got a loft up here, and before I was going to do anything, I was like, well, let's see what we're going to use. So we haven't used anything but this as my office so far. So that entire side of the loft will be turned into a studio. I've just got to, you know, pay for it and get the equipment there, get the backgrounds. I'll probably have a green screen wall as well to sort of make it versatile. But I'm going to start getting some setups. And then when talent is in Lexington, they'll be invited out here as well to do some interviews. But yeah, we got some cool things I'm going to work on. Jimmy should absolutely expense it. I think that should happen. But I'm open to stuff and people that can give me better advice. I am not a lighting guy. I am not a studio guy. I don't know shit. Somebody says, HJK, the heart-jostling kid, Shawn Michaels to debut.
Well,
Queen Monet says I think it might have been 8 days, 10 hours, 11 minutes, but that would end up on a Wednesday, right? Like that would, or a Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Heavy Metal Chris says, how would you book MJF's return title feud? Surely. Well, he lost to Wardlow in his last match. So I don't think that would actually be smart. I think that against a former WWE person would make a lot of sense. But how do you think he should come back?
I was thinking the last thing I want him to do is come back at Wardlow. But it's really hard to say because I don't know. Because Christian Cage would be good based off the promos.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
But I think they're going to be running with him and Jungle Boy for a while.
Christian Cage could be a very interesting one, like a heel versus heel dynamic. I think Christian is capable of being that heel that's so slimy that they're like, well, who can we bring in to out-slime him? MJF. Yes. And that's even if he's back. Again, I want to reiterate this. Anybody that says they know 100% what's going on with MJF, besides MJF and Tony Khan, they are not being truthful. I covered that story in a more extensive manner than anybody on the planet. And I had people that were very, very close to MJF that swore it was a work. And then 2 days after the promo, they hit me up and they were like, I need to know everything that you know, because what I knew was wrong. And that was, and I've not spoken to MJF since that week and not had any contact. Tony Khan hasn't commented about it. So who knows? Maybe it's them selling it really well, but one day I'll do a podcast on all the details behind that. Malone Diggs says, how reliable is Slice Wrestling? He's saying WWE has re-signed The Fiend on a multi-year deal. Let me make this abundantly clear. Slice Wrestling is completely fake. They have never got a story right. They have no sources. There is nothing, absolutely nothing. I'm not even talking like a bad person who happens to get stuff right here and there. There is 0%, 0%. Block that account by all means. Who's next for Braun that could take the title off of him? Hayes, but I'd rather see him on Raw and SmackDown. Does Roddy get a run before he leaves? No, I don't think so. Especially with Roddy kind of moving on from the tag team stuff. But I think Braun and Carmelo is the story to do. I think that's the one that makes sense. And honestly, I think both of them are up before WrestleMania or around WrestleMania time, or at least buy it next year, Rob.
Yes, that's the thing. Like, this is the feud I've been wanting. I think everybody's been wanting it. Who hasn't? But both those guys will be up by Royal Rumble, I think. Or maybe they're making, one of them's making their debut in the Royal Rumble. I think that'd be perfect for Carmelo Hayes to get him, like, the shine. But both those guys are just awesome to watch.
Ryan Lambert says QR code is abyss. 10-10-10 gimmick. I would love to see him wrestle one more match, honestly. Let's see. Let's make sure I didn't miss anything up here. Because, man, this has been very good. Like, listen, I might just have to fire Jimmy and just do this more often, because you guys are sending in these super chats. By the way, if you like the Q&A format, FightfulSelect.com every single week. I've got a Q&A show over there. So FightfulSelect.com, it's just $5. Today, I've got a pretty significant update on a long absent AEW star that is coming over there. We've got some Joshi news. I broke the news that WWE executives got details about the successes of Money in the Bank. So lots of cool stuff there. But yeah, guys, FightfulSelect.com. Throwback says, what should I look out for at the ROH show here in Lowell? This will be my first show since I became epileptic. What are some things I should look forward to? Wish both of you guys should be here for it. Which matches? Well, Gresham is going to be one of the focuses of the show. You're going to have Joe and Lethal, which is going to be a good one. I think Tony Deppen's set for the show. Caprice Coleman on commentary, from what I hear. I think Colt Cabana is going to be involved. I think you're going to be safe there, Throwback, as far as the epilepsy and stuff. I don't expect it to be as vivid and such as WWE shows with all the lighting and all that. But I would love to see advanced production. Rob, use some of the AEW production. Like, just because it used to be dim and dark and gritty doesn't mean it have to be. One of the things I hated most about ROH, the hard camera was always towards the video screens. You couldn't tell if anybody was there. And they had black ring ropes, turnbuckles, mats, aprons, mats outside, barricades, and the lighting was dark. So it was pretty rough.
Yeah, I agree. The one question, have they said who FTR is wrestling yet?
I don't believe so.
Oh.
Guys, FightfulSelect.com, after this show, we will have What Do You Guys Want to Talk About Goes On, where subscribers can just kind of pitch a few things and we'll talk about it a little bit more as we start to wrap up this show. Reminder, we are back next week with Listen Your Boy in studio. Brighton Gates says, was AT always the pick to win Money in the Bank or a late change? I haven't heard that, but I can tell you that finishes weren't relayed to talent until that day. Joel says, any update on whether you think Vince steps down to CEO? I think the best possible scenario is Stephanie taking over permanently, but I don't know how realistic. Joel, I find this very realistic. Stephanie is very well received. She is very popular among talent. And I think that Vince was in those positions superficially anyway. I think he cares more about creative. And I think him stepping down from those positions really doesn't mean much at all, period, to him. I think that it is very likely that he steps down from that on a permanent basis, then just retains his position in creative, retains his voting power, all that good stuff. And I think it's very possible, and I think that Stephanie McMahon is a pretty good person to fill in that capacity, although there was some criticisms regarding a couple of her hires within the company, but Nick Khan has picked up some of those. He's also pretty well-liked from what I understand. I think they got a good thing going with Stephanie and Nick Khan. They seem to be whatever the hell it is, they got a good go of it there. Anakin says, shout out to Rob for being a good friend and his weight loss. Hopefully by the time of the AEW post show, I'll be in my new car. I hope so, Anakin. I hope so. And yeah, shout out to Rob. Yeah. You've done good stuff and you're a good dude.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tom Talks Rubbish says, I missed the super chat putting Rob over. Oh, I didn't miss it. I wouldn't say that I missed it, Tom. Can you confirm the Io Shirai contract story? I can. I don't know what's up with her, but it's unfortunate because she is a supreme talent. They should do what they can to hold on to her. She should have had a main roster run.
Yes.
Is AEW building the tag team division for Sasha? Oh, Sasha Banks is the type of talent that as soon as she comes in, you immediately start building her towards the top of the car. You don't build her towards a tag team. She would be the anchor of that division. You would have your own horsewomen in AEW. You'd have Britt Baker, Thunder Rosa, Sasha Banks, and then another person that you would lean on heavily.
Yeah, she goes straight toward the title, in my opinion. Yeah.
Joel Wood says, part two of that question, would Stephanie taking over permanently have a positive effect on the morale or product on the screen? No, not on the screen, because ultimately that's Vince and that's his creative. Oh, Jade Cargill is the fourth horsewoman. Oh, yes, of course, yep. Jade. No, it wouldn't change anything on the screen. As far as morale, technically, yeah, there would be some power that she would be able to sort of wield that wouldn't necessarily be easy to just overthrow in that sense. Guys, I want to thank you all so much. I did this show kind of hastily, but I was like, you know what? We don't need Jimmy here. Who cares about Jimmy? Who needs Jimmy around? Not me. Well, I'll be there next week. I'm heading to Toronto. This will be the busiest travel month of my life, but we're keeping it rolling. Over on FightfulSelect.com, the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About Goes On show. Actually, let me make sure that... Yeah, okay. It's running. It's posted over there. Let's go check it out, guys. Thank you all so much. NordVPN.com/Fightful. We're here for the post show tonight as well. Rob, I want to thank you for joining us. Tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. And then on Fridays at 3 o'clock Eastern, it's coexisting on Fightful Overbooked with Rob and Maggie. It's a good show, fun show, and we hope to see you there.
Guys, thank you all so much. Let me make sure I don't have any other Humper Chats. I don't. We're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.